Hey, what the business is, y'all? This your man Major Man, and we back at it for hoodhype.com episode number 11. I know it's been a little while since we hit y'all with episode number 10, but man, it's just been crazy business moves going on behind the scenes, man. I had to take a little week off and just get a vacation for myself, so I'm feeling good, man, feeling rejuvenated and ready to bring y'all four more of the tightest underground bangers. You know how we do it. And also, man, I got some more giveaway information coming up in this show, so we're gonna get into that a little bit later on. And we also got a hip-hop news update and gonna keep y'all, you know, up on what's current in the hip-hop world. So J-Mac gonna be dropping in to, you know, give us the 411. But kicking off today's show, man, is a talented solo artist coming out of Victorville, California. And he goes by the name of Slang D. And the name of his track is called Broke Pimp. And man, this track is successful on a lot of levels, man. It's funny as hell, so y'all gonna get some laughs out of it. But the lyrical content is definitely there. My man can spit, and the beat is funky as hell. It definitely got that California pimp twang to it. So I think everybody out there is going to be feeling it as well. And for some more information on Slang D, you can shoot him an email, which is slangdee1@yahoo.com. Or if you want to check out his website, you can go to slangdizzle.dmusic.com, which is slangdizzle.dmusic.com. So go there, man, check him out and play some more of his music, and you know, drop him an email and let him know what y'all feeling about his track. But we about to roll into Broke Pimp right now on hoodhype.com.
First of all, yeah. Look at that nigga Slang. He ain't got no motherfucking money. He think he pimping, he ain't pimping shit. And check out that motherfucking old ass black Chuck Taylor. He need to go to a mall and buy him some more. Check out his nappy ass hair. He need to go to the beauty salon and somebody braid that shit. I braided for him, but I'm charging $20 the damn braids I'm braiding. That nigga ain't shit.
Cause I'm a broke pimp, bitch. I ain't got a dime. But I got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5.
Cause he's a broke pimp, bitch. He ain't got a dime. But he got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5.
I'm waking up in the morning, then I lace my chucks. I hit the block in the Buick that is macing up. In my ashtray, I'm smoking on the Newport button. For my gas tank, I'm holding 6 pennies and 2 bucks. Got bitches looking at me like they wanting to fuck, because they homegirls done told them how I get in them guts. I'm a nut when it comes down to busting a nut. I see some badass bitches just walking in Starbucks. So I turns on my game and starts to pull up. Say, girl, won't you come to my house and get butt fucked? Use a cold ass pimp, nigga. That's for real, cause if they come, I'm going through their purse for $100 bills. All them niggas and them bitches that don't know, man. It's that broke nigga sipping on the old ad. And if your hoes don't like me, I don't really give a shit. I'd rather go kick it and drink it with my homies.
I'm a broke pimp, bitch. I ain't got a dime. But I got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5. Cause he's a broke pimp, bitch.
I know these motherfucking niggas out here feel me. And all the times I'd have been around the block with these bitches, I got these hoes, babies, daddies trying to kill me. But I don't give a fizz up, cause I keep it pumping. It's that broke ass nigga just keeping your head rocking to some pimp shit. This is something to flip with. Less than 5 in your pocket, you want that broke pimp shit. Take a bitch on a date, she expecting an aim. The only thing I could afford is some lettuce with no meat. I'm one of the brokest motherfuckers walking the street. So when you with me, don't be looking forward to having treats. Take a feel to my pockets, all my Newport's gone. She got a fresh pack sitting on the side of her phone. Pick them up, then I creep to the door when I'm gone. Cause that's the type of shit it's hard for a nigga to get his own.
I'm a broke pimp, bitch. I ain't got a dime. But I got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5. Cause he's a broke pimp, bitch. He ain't got a dime. But he got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5.
About girl, broke niggas is in. If I could live my life over, shit, I'd do this again. If you come to my spot, bring a couple of friends. And don't forget the drink, I'm short a couple of ends. Don't even trip because I've been broke, shorty. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I don't pay for shit these days, warden. Cause if I had to, I'd sneak in the party. I hear a voice coming through on the church. It's just another hoe bitching how I went in the purse. I think I fucked up because this chick was a nurse. She would buy me anything instead of making me work. But who gives a fuck, bitch? Shit, it's all about slang. To play your partner that would use a branch for a can. I'm the type of motherfucker that would get in your brain. Plus I got a pimp slap that'll make a hoe sing.
Cause I'm a broke pimp, bitch. I ain't got a dime. But I got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5.
Cause he's a broke pimp, bitch. He ain't got a dime. But he got one or two of them hoes working 9 to 5.
All right, y'all. I know the past couple of weeks I've been letting y'all know about the Eminem and Daddy Yankee CD giveaways that we've had going on, but I wanted to put it out there, man, that we got a couple of stacks of both CDs to give away to listeners. So people, go ahead and email us at win@hoodhype.com or call us on the hype line at 313-406-7577 and let us know which CD it is that you're interested in, and we'll go ahead and mail them out to you. So that's how we're doing it, man. We got a whole bunch of these jokers sitting around, and we're trying to give them away to people. So get at us and let us know what's up. Our second artist of the day, though, is a man by the name of Nard, and the name of his track is Put It On Me. And Nard is out of Newport News, Virginia. And if you want to hit him up, you can go to www.beatsetc.com, which is BEATSETC.com. And that's also the name of their record label, which is Beats Etc. Productions. And this track is smooth as hell, man. And I know we really haven't featured a whole lot of R&B on here yet. I'd like to get more of it. And we, you know, constantly out there looking for it. But I do got to say this. The R&B cats that we have featured have been tight as hell. I mean, we had Fallon, who was kind of an R&B artist. We had Russell Taylor. And now my man Nard. And so, you know, this track is smooth as hell. And I think y'all definitely going to be feeling it. Dude's got a good ass voice. And the production on the track is tight as hell, too. So let's go ahead and check it out from right now on hoodhype.com.
To my car, from my car to the lobby. Now we on the way to my hotel room. You checking out me and I'm checking out you. The way you shake it on the dance floor got me curious. Got a brother wanting that something serious. I'm telling you right now, I can barely wait to see the way you put it down. You got me saying, oh, baby, baby, oh yeah, baby, baby, put it on me till I can't take no more.
Can't take no more. Oh, oh, oh.
From the Getty, got your clothes on, clothes take on, them off, so you're looking in my face like, what you waiting for? Now while I'm checking out your body, bring it back, work it slow motion for me. Now take it back, twerk it slow motion for me. Girl, I hope that you can take it, hope that I can take it. Girl, you got me saying, oh, 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 oh. You got me saying, oh baby, oh yeah, oh yeah, baby, put it on me till I can't take no more, oh yeah, now break it down, ooh, baby, now break it down. Oh, take you no more. You got me saying, oh baby. Break it down.
Hey, what's going on, J-Mac, man? What's the 411 this week?
Hey, what's up, Major, man? We got all kinds of weird shit going on, man. It's been a while, so we got a little bit to get to. So first things first, man, I guess Juvenile went to jail for child support stuff last Friday. I'm not sure what the deal is. I guess it was back child support or something. And he dealt with the same thing back in 2003. For abandonment of a child. He did some jail time, I guess, so that was kind of screwed up.
Damn, man, they be getting people on that child support, man.
I know, man, but he makes so much money, man. Just pay it.
I guess, yeah, I hear you. But so many people be getting bit by that shit. It must be something harder to it that I don't understand, I guess.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I have no clue. Thank God I don't got to deal with it yet. I guess Mystical is going to have to put in another year, too. I guess that he was trying to skate on $271,000 of back taxes. He pled guilty of two misdemeanor counts for over $1.7 million in earnings.
Damn.
For 98 and 99. And as everybody knows, he's doing like a 6-year bid in sexual harassment or something like that. So I think he was about to get out pretty soon here, wasn't he?
I think so. So they tacking that year onto that one, or they ain't going to let him?
Yeah, they're giving him another year apparently. So
that's fucked up.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like everybody. I mean, look, Beanie Siegel, I guess he's on 2 years probation for an assault case. I guess some dude accused him of popping him in both eyes outside a restaurant. They didn't say what for, so it's like everybody's doing jail time and shit, man.
Damn,
I don't
man.
Know what the deal is, so.
We need some good news, man. What's all this shit is terrible.
Here's some kind of good news. I guess DMX is back with Sony under the Columbia Records label. He was with them, I guess, back then, in 92, under the Rough House label. He hooked up with Sony, and he left Def Jam. He said, I guess, apparently that him and Jay-Z weren't getting along. In his words, they were both too big. His first album of a 3-album deal is supposed to be Here We Go Again, which originally was recorded with Def Jam, but will be reproduced under Sony. And I guess Swiss Beatz and someone else from the Rough Riders label is going with him.
Okay, so, that's definitely a good, good to
bad.
Hear.
Yeah. Kind of hip hop news. Source Magazine editor Josh Ratcliffe went to, I guess he's the editor in chief of Smooth Magazine. Honestly, I don't care, but I just wanted to comment on it so that they put more Esther Baxter on the front page. That's just me. But let's see, Eminem got remarried. Not much to say about that.
It's official. I know they got the marriage license. I didn't know they actually went through with it, though.
Yeah. I saw it on the news here on Detroit News last night. I guess, like, 50 Cent was there and, you know, G-Unit and everybody else from Aftermath, Shady Aftermath and all that. So I guess it was, yeah, somewhere in Detroit where they had the wedding and stuff to
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I ain't mad at that.
Worst news last, I guess Britney Spears' husband, Cletus, is starting a rap career.
I'll get the fuck out of here.
Dude, he said his quote was he wanted to make some music that he could listen to in his car or dance to in the club.
Oh, Jesus.
Cut the fucking music.
Oh,
what the fuck, man?
Everybody want to rap nowadays. What's the fucking problem?
Oh, man, I think it's funny, man. Trailer trash rapping. That's good. Good stuff. There you go. So anyway, that's it, man. That's it for the past couple weeks. There you have it. I'll definitely be back with more when I find it.
All right, man. So we'll be checking you out next week then.
All right, see ya.
All right, man. Peace. All right, everybody. That was my man J-Mac dropping by to give y'all the 411 on the hip-hop world. But now it's time to go ahead and get into our third featured artist of this episode. And coming up next is a lady by the name of Jade Foxx. with a track that's called True Love. And Jade is representing Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And she's another dual threat, man. She is a DJ. So the scratching that you're going to hear on this track is her doing that. And she's also supplying the lyrics. So she's a very talented female. And if you want to get at her and check her out, you can go to www.jadefox.com, which is JADE-FOXX.com. And her album is called Codex to Process. So go ahead and check that one out, man. And she's got a lot of material on our website, a lot of stuff to view, and a lot of things to listen to. So go there and see what's good with Jay. But we about to roll into her track right now on hoodhype.com. Let's go.
It was a while ago. I met the love of my life. I never thought that I could have so many feelings, so many emotions, care so much. Love so much.
What up, kid? J-A-D-E. Represent to the fullest. To the fullest.
In the rap game.
What up, kid? J-A-D-E.
My style is great.
Yes, yes, yo. Cause I'm master this. This. I feel that love.
All I ever need.
Don't ever leave me. Promise you stay. Until we finish moving all these haters out the way.
Only you,
only me. Until the end, that's the way it'll be. Without a pen and a pad,
there's no J-A-D-E.
Beneath the trenches, melodies serenading the track, bass lines bringing out the genius, love of our pack. Too good ass to have a blessing that surpasses my craft. And when shit gets rough, you always have my back. It's me and you eternally. I'll be holding your name, and I'ma prove my loyalty to you through love and through pain.
They refrain from talking shit,
cause I'm with you again. Still I reign in this game, leaving my mark with this pen. They complain because we always look so happy together.
You got so many hoes claiming they be treating you better.
We could never part, you keep me spoiled in pleasure. Forever I'm yours to succeed any endeavor.
You know I ride for you, keeping all our biz on the low.
And I have you on my side every time hitting a show.
Then we grow together, chilling every day, puffing dro.
Though at times you doubt me, I can never leave you alone.
All I ever need.
Never leave me, promise you stay. Until we finish moving all these haters out the way.
Only you,
only you and
me.
Until the end, that's the way it'll be. Without a pen and a pad,
there's no J-A-D-E.
Even such an inspiration, always wishing me luck. Times are rough, still I picked you over smoking a Dutch. Kept in touch, you would never allow me to give up on my stuff. When I was bored, you kept me right in a muck. Orientation was banging, you had me sprung from the start. And even though they warned me about you, I still knew in my heart that things would never be right if we were ever to part. It would be hard to live without you bringing light to my dark. You got that love that has me bugging when you ain't by my side. Can't deny, though I try, you the one that keeps me alive. When I find the time to bind the beat with thoughts in my mind, it's so real to know that in you I can always confide. I like the way you there for me, the way you care for me. How you aware and see the MC I dare to be. The words you share with me, the pair we come to be. It's unfair, but a love like this is a rarity.
What up, kid?
J-A-D-E.
Represent to the fullest. To the fullest.
In the rap game.
What up, kid?
J-A-D-E.
My style is great.
Yes, yes, yo. Cause I'm master this. This. I feel that love.
All I ever need.
Don't ever leave me, promise you stay. Until we finish moving all these haters out the way.
Only you,
only you and
me.
Until the end, that's the way it'll be. Without a pen and a pad,
there's no J-A-D-E.
All I ever need.
Don't ever leave me, promise you stay. Until we finish moving all these haters out the way.
Only you,
only you and
me.
Until the end, that's the way it'll be. Without a pen and a pad,
there's no J-A-D-E.
So now y'all know. L-Bay got production. And that 24/7 can't even think straight unless I'm thinking about my true love.
let's get into some of our feedback from our last episode.
My nigga, what is y'all saying?
What it do, man? It's your boy Big Fluid, you know what I'm saying? You can reach me at motherfuckingmyspace.com, you know what I mean? Just look me up, Big Fluid, the general. I just want to say big ups to everybody at Hood Hype for putting me on. You know what I'm saying? Showing motherfucking love, you know what I mean? Playing my song on your show, really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And that's it, man. What up? You know, everybody out there, just keep doing your thing. You know, thanks for the love, man. DVD squad the fuck up. You know what it is.
Our next bit of feedback comes from iWorks, and he hit us up on the hoodhype.com message boards, and he said, we are all craving more of Hood Hype, so keep them coming back for more. This show has given us the other side, that real side of hip-hop that a certain iTunes podcast just isn't representing. I've been listening to both since they began and feel they both have a place on my iPod. And that was iWorks. And shoot, man, I gotta say, good looking out on that feedback, man. It's good to hear that we kind of carved out our own niche and we're bringing, you know, a specific style of music that a lot of people are craving for. So that's, you know, music to our ears to hear that. And we're gonna continue to try to bring that real, you know, that underground, unsigned talent. So that's what's good. Now it's time to get into our final track of the day. And our final song is coming to us from a group called the Kenfolk Thugs, coming straight out of Memphis 10. And the name of their song is VVS. And don't confuse these cats with the Kenfolks, who was, you know, we played them a couple of episodes ago. Them dudes was out of Kentucky. These cats is, you know, from Tennessee. So there's no connection there, no relation between these two groups. But this song is a certified banger, man. It's flashy as hell. It's got that crunked out beat. So I know everybody out there gonna be liking this one. The name of their album is called We Don't Play That, Volume 3, and they're off a record label called Flypaper Entertainment. And if you want to get some more, you know, information and check out some more of their music, you can go to www.kinfolkthugs.com, which is KINFLLKTHUGS.com. So go there and check them out. But we're about to roll into VVS to close out the show on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Money and production, nigga. Drum squad, let's go, ball. Couple bro, what's up, nigga?
BBS is hanging on my
way. Don't mind if we grind, do ya? Don't mind if we shine, do ya?
Here we go.
Check it out, nigga.
Here we go.
I'm a gangster. My mama named me G. I work with wholesale prices, dog. I got it for cheap.
Right.
And I fucks with the Mexicans. My dope's a little brown. But that's just from the gas, cause we don't fuck with Ethan now. Don't carry 4 pounds. I ride around with chopper sounds. Cause these VVS's make them wanna lay me down. I've been on both sides of the yoke. I know what the heat is like. Send them niggas take a nigga life, cause he didn't wear it right. That's why I cook my own shit. Call me Chef Boy. G, I'm finna start my own show. Recipes for the street. Kenfolk Thug, blood. Getting half hoes to be. I been out here grinding. I'm surprised you haven't noticed me. I been a full-time hustler. Young nigga putting it down. In South Memphis, North Memphis, Westwood, Orange now. Background to the east. The word is I'm in these streets. But they don't seem to be complaining when they get that shit from
okay. It ain't about money, then it ain't about me. VVS is hanging on my way.
Okay,
I'm pumping in them low, set a pair of shell toes. Hey, it ain't about money, then it ain't about me. BDS is hanging on my white tee. You can roll for the low. Holla at your foe.
Okay,
I'm pumping in them low, set a pair of shell toes.
Here we go.
Kenfolk Thug, them boys got the mind and the muscle. Still the busher. Nigga, we put the H in the hustle. Okay. Yeah, nigga, we double our profit by any means and make it so you boys can't stop it.
For real?
Yeah, nigga, we working the game, working some things to make sure all my boys get changed. Flooding the hood to make sure all our folk eat good. Cause us in without them, man, it ain't understood. Burning your block to make sure all our vendors got stock to keep the product, to make sure all your folks can shop. It's us on the scene with the heater stuffed in the polo jeans, with the gift the gab to give a nigga a gifted jab. And we don't diss up on wax, nigga, we work in the lab. Money worth more than anything in your jock and jab. Cause if it ain't about money, it ain't about me. Kenfolk Thug, till I die.
Set a pair of shell toes.
Okay.
It ain't about money, then it ain't about me.
I'm fucking niggas' bitches, man. Ooh, I think they like me. I dog a bitch out and make a man wanna fight me. But I can't help it. I'm so fly and I got it for the low as soon as it dries. You can catch me in Memphis 10, whipping real flexing.
Hey, G, your headlights on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Y'all don't wanna see them thugs come through. Thought I told you. Me and my brother G, we outshine you. Shit, y'all boys think we forgot how to cut back and let it rip like shit on the block.
On the block.
We don't shine, pimp, we gleam on the scene. Why you ask? Your nigga met my best when I clean. That's how we do, nigga, we kinfolk thug. Best in the business, shining ain't shit to us.
If it ain't about money, then it ain't about me. VVS is hanging on my white tee. You can roll for the low, how? Holler at your foe,
okay.
I'm pumping in them notes, and a pair of shell toes. If it ain't about money, then it ain't about me. VVS is hanging on my white tee. You can roll for the low, how? Holler at your foe,
okay.
Alright y'all, that's about it for episode number 11. But before I get out of here, I want to run down a few things. Want to remind people, go to iTunes and go to podcast.yahoo.com and throw some votes to your boys. We're doing pretty good on both of those ratings, but we're trying to take hoodhype.com to the top of the charts. So be sure to go there and let people know how you feel about our show. Also, hit up 313-406-7577. You already know, that's the Hood Hype Hype Line. But we want to know how you're feeling, and if you want to, you know, express that in, you know, audio format, go ahead and hit us up there, and I'll try to get your comments or get your freestyles into the show. I want to tell people, go to hiphopdirectory.com, which is like the Google for hip-hop on the internet. Anything you want to know about the rap world or about hip-hop in general, Hip-Hop Directory will steer you in the right direction. Want to give a quick reminder to come back next week for episode number 12, when I'm going to do an interview with my man, DJ Red Alert, who's a hip-hop, you know, rap veteran legend. So be sure to come there and check that out. Also, check out your people in Spin Essentials, which is in Spin Magazine, and that's going to be in the March issue. And I want to give a shout out to Bethany at Spin Magazine for making that happen. They're going to do a little brief write-up on us and kind of spread the word about what we're doing here. So be sure to pick up a copy of Spin Magazine and check that out. But hey man, that's it. You know, I ain't got nothing else to say for this one. Sorry it took so long to get back at you. But hey, I hope y'all enjoyed this week's show. And remember to come back for episode number 12. But this your boy Major. I'm out the building, man. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.